From the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Governor Kemp is planning a noontime press conference to update the public on Hurricane Dorian preparations. This as officials continue to tell coastal residents to evacuate ahead of Hurricane Dorian. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Don't let clear skies fool you, Governor Brian Kemp says. Dorian is coming and will affect the coast.
Even though the hurricane has been downgraded, it is picking up speed now and has moved a little closer to us, so it still causes us great concern, and we need people to evacuate.
The biggest concern? High tide combined with storm surge and rain bringing sweeping flooding to low-lying land and barrier islands. Plus, Kemp says once the storm passes, some roads and bridges will have to be inspected before first responders can reach and assist people who choose to stay. All residents east of I-95 are under mandatory evacuation orders. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
And the storm is already affecting evacuees. Brenda Meeks and her family, including an adult son with autism, are among the 60 or so people in the Red Cross shelter in Dublin, which is about 120 miles from Savannah. Meeks says it seems like only yesterday that she had to dip into her fixed monthly income to evacuate for Hurricane Matthew. The mandatory evacuation for Dorian has her in a bind once again.
I don't went into the rent money. Then I guess by the time I go back and tell my rent man that I don't have all this money, then it's going to be a situation.
Meeks says that conversation with her landlord will happen after the storm. In other news, the city of Smyrna has voted to raise the smoking age from 18 to 21 years old. It happened last night. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Tobacco use is the foremost preventable cause of premature death in America.
Councilman Tim Gould introduced the ordinance, which prohibits people under the age of 21 from buying or possessing tobacco products. This comes as the CDC continues to study the link between vaping and lung disease. City leaders say they hope the move will encourage state lawmakers to take action. Councilwoman Marilyn Blackburn voiced that challenge.
I look to the state to take the initiative further than what we're doing to level the playing field across the entire state.
The new ordinance goes into effect on January 1st, 2020. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.